Thanks for listening in to this episode of Power Lunch. The FM Power Lunch is an opportunity for us to talk about how our faith can go to work. We explore ideas by interviewing different people and learning from others about how our faith and work intersect. We're glad that you can listen in and hope that you'll join us in person sometime. Learn more at bethelfc.com/powerlunch. Well, I am delighted to welcome Andy Westby up here. And Andy, you've been somebody that I've wanted to do this with for some time. It's been a joy to get to know you in my role as the campus pastor for Kindred, and to get to experience some of the Kindred community. What a beautiful place. If you're looking to buy a house there, please don't, because we'd like to buy one. And I'm mostly teasing. It's a great place, and a lot of people are discovering that. To get us started today, though, I wanted to start a little bit differently, because I realized at Power Lunch, one of the beautiful things is we get people from all sorts of professions. Like Kelly and I were visiting, and I got to learn a little bit more about his work, and there's just a lot that happens in the community that we may not be aware of. You and I went to lunch, and I learned some things about commercial real estate I never knew. And I thought, man, it'd be good for more people to know about commercial real estate. Because I was asking Andy about Goldmark, and I went kind of in a property management area, and he's like, no, we don't do that. So Andy, could you give us a little bit of education about some of the world you live in every
day? Absolutely. Happy to. So I work at Goldmark Commercial Real Estate, and a lot of people, when they hear the term Goldmark, they automatically think about apartments, and they probably lived in a Goldmark apartment or see the Goldmark property management sign. We are related in that the people who started Goldmark Property Management also started a commercial brokerage, which is where I work. But we are two very distinct, separate companies. And so I don't manage your apartment. If you have a leaky roof, don't call me. I know those people, and they're great people, but that's not our role. So we have a much smaller team. Goldmark Property Management's pretty big, probably a couple hundred employees and thousands of units that they're managing. We have a team of 8 agents, and that would count myself. We have an office manager. We have a team of designers and architects as well. And we just help people buy, sell, and lease commercial real estate. So I can't help you buy a home in Kindred. We don't touch residential. I wouldn't know the first thing about helping you buy or sell a home. But if it comes to anything for land or office, retail, industrial, multifamily, that's where myself and our team would come in. So we had a chance to work with a lot of businesses, nonprofits, as DJ mentioned, for-profit companies, in helping them in their real estate world. That's what we do.
And there was a rumor, Titus, can you show that picture? There was a rumor that got started back in April, and I'm wondering if we've made any progress on this.
So this was not my image. I believe Jonas may have used some AI.
We don't know that.
I will neither confirm nor deny, but that is not a real picture.
Okay.
I will confirm that this is not a real picture.
All right. Thank you, Titus, for our tech team. If you happen to be listening to this later, some of us would like Trader Joe's to come, and we're just praying when we think of it, you know, Lord, help Andy bring Trader Joe's to Fargo, because he does land and real estate and commercial property.
Yeah. We'll see what we can do.
Okay. I really appreciate that. But that's not all that you are. You are so much more than that, and the Lord has been working on your heart for a long time. Tell us about what it was like. You just have such a compelling story. I just want to like say go. But you brought some friends with you today. Tell us who's here, and then.
So my beautiful wife Erin is here, a wife of almost 21 years in a week, right? My mom Lois is here. My father passed away last July, and so I'm thrilled that she can be here today, and I know he is too. And clearly those two women have had a profound impact on my faith in two different ways. So grew up in Rossall, South Dakota, a little town in the northeast corner of the state, and my parents were amazing. They brought us to church, we were baptized, were confirmed. They taught us the value of being a member of a church and not just showing up on Sundays, but being a member, being a part of it, volunteering your time and your energy and being a part of the youth group and serving as president of the council. I mean, I got to see my parents do all of these things, right? And so I credit mom and dad in terms of helping me know God at the head level. Did a fantastic job of helping me know who Jesus Christ is and know what he did on the cross. But no parent And in fact, no pastor can transfer head knowledge to heart. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. And truthfully, I went into my teens and into college and into my 20s and into my 30s, pretty much stuck there. It was in my head. And if you asked me, are you a Christian? I'd say, yeah, I'm a Christian. Aaron and I, when we moved out to Kindred, we found a little church. And we did it by convenience. We thought, you know what, we have kids, we better find a church home. And I don't want to speak for my wife, but she was probably in a similar spot in that we had a lot of knowledge in our head about Christ, but not a lot in our hearts. And where that started to shift is in 2021, my wife was turning, can I share? Okay. She was turning 40. And she had never read the Bible. I had never read the Bible. And she saw something on, was it Instagram, advertisement or someone speaking about something called the Bible Recap by a woman named Tara Lee Cobble. And so she decided, hey, this is a year I'm turning 40. I want to do something big. I've never read the Bible. I'm going to do that. And so she started on January 1st, 2021, reading the Bible. And we'll talk a little bit more about it as we go, but it's a daily program to read between 2 to 4 chapters of the Bible. And if you keep up with the plan, by the end of the year, you'll have finished from Genesis 1 to Revelation 22. And I will be brutally honest that her first year, we were drifting apart. I thought I was losing my wife to religion. Like, she's becoming a Jesus freak. She's talking about the Bible. She's sharing her faith more. You know, she's in conversations with people, and I can't relate because I've got God up here. I don't have him here. She's starting to make that transition from here to here and doing it very well. But for me, I'm kind of left in the dust, and I'm like, boy, this doesn't feel right. And truthfully, I'm stuck in kind of my own sin patterns at the time as well, like most of us are. And I was really nervous that I'm losing my wife to religion. And so she finished 2021, read the Bible through the year, and she gets to the end of December, and she says, Andy, I'm going to do it again. I'm going to start over. Would you join me? And I was like, no, I don't think I want to join you. It really wasn't high on my list at that point. So she continued. She read it again in 2022. And it was in this time frame, kind of late 21 into maybe middle of 22, when I wasn't asking God to work on me, but I think he was starting to work on me. And it was kind of like the Holy Spirit going, you know what, bud, like you've tried this on your own for quite a while and it's not going so well. And so, after searching a little bit in my own head, trying to figure out, you know, why am I not as happy as I should be? And why am I distancing from my wife? She's getting closer to God. And I thought, you know what, I've never read the Bible. I'm going to join her in 2023. Because she had already made the decision, like, I think I'm going to do this the rest of my life. I'm going to read the Bible every day. And so by the end of 23, I decided I'm going to join you. And I thought that that would be, for me, a one and done, like a bucket list thing, right? And so I started in 2023 with the Bible Recap. And I can't tell you when. Like, I don't have the date of when I woke up one day and I said, boy, things have changed, right? It's kind of like that, was it the frog boiling in the water? I couldn't quite tell, but like at maybe 3 to 5 months, somewhere in that range, I realized, like, man, I've been praying a lot more. I'm thinking about God a lot more. I'm talking to God. I feel a little bit different, right? And now looking back, it's like, well, yeah, the Holy Spirit was working on me, right? Like the process of sanctification was kind of starting. And so praise to God, praise to my wife for starting her journey and then me coming behind her. I'm on my 4th trip through the Bible. She's on her 6th trip through the Bible, and it has changed my life. I didn't know what a relationship with Christ meant. In fact, when people would say, I've got a personal relationship with Christ, I didn't know what that meant. How do you have a relationship with something that you can't sit next to and talk to face to face? But that is exactly what spending time in God's word does, right? It's not a book about me. It's a book about Christ. And my favorite analogy that I'll share is if you are at a point in your life where you feel like you don't have a relationship with Christ, reading your Bible every day, it's the same thing as having coffee with God for 20 minutes a day, every single day. And imagine if you and I, Jonas, we met at Randy's every single day for 20 minutes of coffee. After 1 month, how much better would I know Jonas? And after 2 months, 3 months, after a year, how close would our relationship be? That's exactly what spending time in the Word has done for me. And I think anybody who spends time in God's Word, that's what it'll do. It is, it'll build that relationship with Christ, which I didn't know what that was, but now I do.
It's incredible. 2 weeks ago, you and I were in Kindred with some friends who lead a community youth group for the junior high kids. And we were able to distribute some Bibles, but more importantly, you were able to share. And I was so touched watching you speak to these junior high kids about the change that you've seen. And you just think back to like 5 short years ago from where you were to where you are. And DJ's another one standing up going, no, that guy, it's true. I see it.
Yeah. I mean, a thing like this, Power Lunch, right? Had I received an email, you know, 4 or 5 years ago about, hey, come have a free lunch and hear someone talk about God, I wouldn't have made a minute for it, right? It would have hit my trash box like that. And so when Jesus starts to work in your life and in your heart changes, right? Like Ezekiel says, I will remove your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And that heart change has been significant in many ways. Certainly there's still a lot of stone left in me. He's not done with me or nor anyone else here. But my desire for things like sharing more about the Bible, doing things like this, these are not things I would have done a few years ago. Wouldn't have even been on my radar.
It's just incredible to watch. You've prepared some slides. I want to make sure we get to talk about those.
Yeah, if you see the cross or the reference picture, yeah. A lot of you have probably seen this. If you haven't, I love this image. I love the Bible. Like, it's an amazing, amazing book. And I don't think I've found an image that helps illustrate that better than this. So what you're looking at, a whole bunch of lines. I'll start with the bottom lines, the white lines in the bottom that go across. That starts from Genesis 1 to Revelation 22 on the timeline of the Bible. The length of each white line is the length of its each chapter. So actually, each chapter of each book gets its own line. Right in the middle, you see the really, really long one. That's Psalm 119, which sits right smack dab in the middle of your Bible, and that's not an accident. Psalm 119, the longest chapter in the Bible, it is about God's Word. Read it. It's an amazing book about what God's Word is in His followers' lives. And then all the other lines, these multicolored lines connecting things. These are the 60, I wrote it down because I'd forget it, 63,779 references in the books of the Bible, right? That alone should make people go, that's incredible, okay? But now consider a few other facts, that the Bible, every book of the Bible was written over a course of about 1,500 years. It was written by 40-ish different authors across 3 different continents in 3 different languages. Okay, that alone should tell you all you need to know that this truly is a book written by human authors, but a divine inspiration, right? Every bit of scripture has been breathed by God, and it could only be that way because of these connections that were made despite all of those facts that I shared. So I just love this image to kind of show how cool the Bible is and hopefully help illustrate, like, there's so much in here. And I'm on my 4th time, my wife's on her 6th time. I'm sure there's people in here who've read the Bible dozens of times. Every time you read it, you will learn something new. It's not a one and done type of a book. Like, it is so dense, it is so deep, there are so many. Like, the first time through, you might get 20 of those connections, and the next time you might get 60 of them, and the next time you might get 100 of them, right? But what, to go back to Tara Lee Cobble for a second in the Bible recap, she helps you find these connections, because if you've never read the Bible, you're going to go through it and go, what did I just read? A lot of times, right? It'll go right over your head, or it's kind of confusing. Tara Lee, the magic in her program is you'll get the 2 to 4 chapters a day to read, and then she'll give you about a 7 to 8 minute video or a podcast. You can listen to it, you can watch it, or you can read it. And so there's this book. If you don't want to do anything audio, you can just read her recap. And so each day, it's a 2-page little recap. She's the one who will help make these connections and give you a lot of the historical information, archaeological facts. I mean, it brings the Bible to life. I never really viewed the Bible as a history book per se, but that's exactly what it is. It's a history book about God's people, right? From Genesis through Revelation, what he has done to bring about his glory and his plan for the world. And so many people, I know I'm probably rambling a bit, which is I tend to do. A lot of people read the Bible in a devotional, right? So each day I read this part and this part. And devotionals are great. Don't get me wrong. They're fantastic for a lot of people and for a lot of reasons. But it kind of like watching, you know, a 10-part documentary series and you pick episode 4, minutes 3 through 7, and then tomorrow you read episode 6, minutes 1 through 3, and you're just constantly, like, no one would watch a movie or, you know, read a book that way. You don't, like, start all over. Well, the Bible, unfortunately, didn't get organized chronologically, but the Bible recap puts it in that for you. So you read it from the chronological order. So you'll jump books. You might be, like, right now, we're in Samuel, 2 Samuel, and 1 Chronicles, and the Psalms. They kind of weave in the Psalms. Boy, the Psalms hit a lot different when you read them in context to what was happening at that time. Like, David wrote, what, half the Psalms or something like that? So you're reading, like, David writing these Psalms while he is running from Saul, who's trying to kill him, right? Or after he commits grievous sin with Bathsheba and having Uriah killed, one of the Psalms he writes, we recite in Lutheran church. Like, it's part of our liturgy. And it was written after he committed this terrible sin. So it just brings so much of the Bible to life when you read it in that historical, chronological order.
That thank you for bringing that up, because we're in that season here too, and it has brought a lot. It backfills a lot of the story for you.
Yeah.
And if you're on the outside looking in, this would be a great day to jump in, honestly, because yesterday and today is about this story with David and Bathsheba that so many of us know, and it's happening in real time, and like you, it just puts color to the story in some ways that it's hard to see otherwise. I want to be sensitive, Andy, to the person who says, yeah, that's good for you. You know, like, look, you found the treasure. That's great. I'm terrified. That book's huge.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've tried to read it before, and I'm just not sure. What would you say?
So my favorite analogy is, how do you eat an elephant?
I don't.
One bite at a time, right?
Oh. Yeah.
Yep. And Bibles look intimidating. Like, this is the study Bible. I actually, like, my wife bought this for me. I open it up occasionally. I don't read from that every day. I use my phone. So this doesn't fit in my pocket really well, but this does. And so the Bible recap, to me, I'm sure I know that there are other programs out there. There's other Read the Bible in a Year books and programs. So Tara Lee's isn't the only way to do this. But it is that recap 7 to 8 minute, you know, story or video that has captured me so well in putting the context to it. But literally, like, it takes about 20 minutes a day, give or take. Some days are quicker. Some days might be a little bit more. I won't make you guys do this right now, but if you were to pull your phones out and pull up your screen time, I don't know what Android calls it, iPhone calls it screen time, I guarantee everybody has more than 20 minutes a day on your phones, right? And a lot of that's work. Maybe you listen to some podcasts. You know, you do some occasional browsing of social media. Guilty as charged here too, right? But I guarantee everybody could probably look at converting 20 minutes in this app category to 20 minutes in the Bible app, right? In the Bible app, thank you. You're on it. That's the app icon for the app. I think it's on both Google and Android. And so every single day, you might find your own rhythm, and it's good to find a rhythm that works for you. It might be morning when you wake up, maybe noon, maybe after work or before you go to bed. My routine, I wake up and I want to get God in my head before I get in there. And so I go to my phone and I roll over and I hit my plans tab and I go to the Bible recap. And each day it gives me the readings to read. So today was Psalms 32, 51, 86, and 122. Tomorrow we'll be back in 2 Samuel. Okay. And then after that reading, I get the devotional, which has a link to her video. And so in this app, I don't need all these books in front of me. I could use these books. And my wife's different. She loves the books. So she will read her physical Bible. She will read the physical recap. And then she's kind of a nerd, so she'll actually listen to it too. Like, extra credit, I think is what we call that. So she really sinks her teeth in. I just use my phone. It's really easy. I don't need to carry Bibles around. I don't need to, be tied to anything. My first year, I listened to it. So in this app, I can click the readings and just hit play. And so I would do that on my drive into work. The few times out of the year I ran on a treadmill, I could listen to that. I did move away. Like, I listened to it for the first year, and then I've moved into reading it. And I find, like, I get a little bit more out of that. Some people are more auditory. Some people get more out of reading. It's easy. So, like, it sounds hard to, read the Bible. It looks intimidating. I promise you, using this program or others like it, it is extremely achievable.
And it's pretty amazing the effect it has. You have another slide that we'll look at. Yeah. But before you do, let me make an acknowledgement here. With all the evils of social media that are real, like, there is some really bad stuff there. I hope you're hearing a theme that at some point someone said, I'm going to contribute light into the dark, and I'm going to encourage somebody to read their Bible and empower them that they can. And somebody who is 39 plus one said, I'm going to do this. And then look at how it's caught fire. And I just want to encourage you guys, that's who we are, isn't it? Like, I want us, let's keep being those people that are contributing light into the dark. Don't miss that. This was incredible. Titus, we could have that next slide. Some of the benefits from the research of reading the scriptures, as if you needed more reason.
Right. I mean, I can just testify to the personal transformation, like what I feel and what I think and where more of my time and energy goes now. But this was a study. I don't remember who did it. I don't remember the exact year. Yeah, you can read it. I won't read it to you. These are the benefits from reading scripture at least four times a day. So they found reading scripture four times a week.
Yeah.
Once a week, there was really no improvement or change in your life. Two days out of the week, still not a lot of change. 3 days, it bumped up a bit, where they found the kind of the tipping point in where your life really started to see direct positive impacts was 4 days. Okay. And the great thing about Bible Recap is you don't have to do it every day. You just won't finish in a year, and that's okay. We know people. We've got friends and family who started it January 1st, and they finished it 16 months later. Tara Lee likes to say, wherever you're at, you're right on time. Like, that's kind of where God has you, right? And so you don't have to feel pressure if you fall behind. There's ways you can try to catch up, maybe do two a day and try to catch back up. Or just, hey, except I'm not going to finish this December 31st, but I'm going to keep moving down this path. And research shows if you do it at least 4 days a week, you're going to see some pretty tremendous benefits in your life.
Living proof.
Yeah.
When we introduced this to our church family, one of our pastors said years ago he received a reading plan, and he said to, they made sure in their description, he said, this is a reading plan for sinners and slackers. And wherever you are, just be there that day. And I think that was a good reminder, like, start where you are. Jump in and see what God might do. It's a pretty incredible thing. Yeah. So, Andy, we had somebody donate some books, which is really exciting. The generosity of this group is just incredible. Knowing that you're going to be speaking about this and this opportunity that's here, tell us about the books. And here's the deal. We would love for all of you to have a copy of this book so that if you are the kind of person who is more analog and wants to dig in, you can do that. And if you already have one, would you take it and give it to somebody else? Maybe this will be the gift that you can then pass on to somebody that doesn't have them. But tell us.
So Titus, if you go to the next slide for me, there's a few different ways I'm going to give you. If this is at all of interest to you, I highly encourage you to follow one of the options and give it 30 days. That's all I ask. Give it 30 days, 1 month. And I would be shocked if you don't get through 30 days and you don't want to keep going. I'd be surprised. And if you don't, that's fine. Like, God maybe has a different way and a different plan for you, okay? But this link at the top is a way you can go out and kind of read all about the program and kind of how to start. There's the app on your phone that you can download, and it'll have links to that. You can, if you want to do the physical, everyone hopefully has a copy of a Bible, right? So you have the Bible. We have, there'll be books in the back. So there's, I think, 50 plus books, I think you said that you guys got. And so this will walk you through, if you want to use the book and not the phone, day one, it'll tell you which readings you do. There we go. Genesis 1 through 3, day 1. So you go read Genesis 1 through 3 in your physical Bible, and you come back and you read this, and you're done. Okay, that's that option. For those of you who have small kids, and this is probably like, I think it says 8 to 12 years old, you could probably go a little bit above it, maybe a little bit below it. This is the same thing, that they can read the recap more geared towards kids. Because certainly there's some topics in the Bible that are a little bit harder for kids to understand. We just read it this week. David and Bathsheba is a good example.
The Samson story was traumatizing.
Right, right.
Like when you read it as it's written. Yeah.
So we have less, there's less of these books, but there are a handful. So if you want to grab one for your kids at home, you can do that. And, you know, we've done this for a few years now. And like DJ mentioned, thanks to like my wife's pushing, or not in pushing, but she did this. I'm like, that's a really great idea, is to share this on social media. Share that you're doing this in hopes that one more person might see that. And they can come to know Christ too. I've got on my phone a quick start guide, because I've texted this to enough people and they're like, hey, help me get started on this. So if you want to, feel free to text me just TBR and I will copy paste my set of instructions and just text you right back. So if you want kind of a little bit of a get started guide, please text me. I'll get that to you today. And that might give you a little jump start on how to get started.
Andy, I really appreciate you coming and bearing witness to what God has done in your life. You know, one of our passions and why we gather like this is to remember that our faith isn't just for Sunday. It's not just for church. It's Jesus has saved us for the fullness of our lives. And we live in this tension where we're not home yet, friends. And as we're walking home, this is one of the tools that the Lord has gifted us to use. And if it could be helpful to you, we want you to have it. Yeah. Our heart is that you would grow in Christ this summer. And what a great way to do that, time in His Word, so that when we regather again, you know, we'll be able to bear witness too and say, look what God did. Yeah. And I just celebrate that. Thank you for sharing today.
Yeah. Can I just close with a couple last quick thoughts? My wife Erin heard this from somebody, and she said it, and I say it on too. It's faith is meant to be personal. Right? Our faith is very personal. God doesn't save last names. He saves first names, right? And it should be very personal to us, but it shouldn't be private. If it were always private, then the great commandment could never happen, right? Churches wouldn't grow, and a lot of us wouldn't have come to faith if other people kept it private. And so that's my encouragement. Like, it kind of takes some courage to make that first post on a social media platform to say, hey, I'm reading the Bible. You guys should too. But we want our friends and family to know Christ because they're the only things we can take with us,
amen.
Right? And so just an encouragement for all of you who are, you know, if you're walking in your faith, but you're having a tough time sharing that or maybe find it awkward, it's like anything. The more you do it, the easier it gets. And so I'd give you that encouragement. And someone had given me a devotional book called, what is it? The Everyday Devotional Book. And I copied this. It's in my phone. I didn't write this, but man, does this just speak to what God's word has done for me. And so I just want to close with this. Every bit of wisdom I have comes from the words of His book. I found an identity in the words of His book. I was drawn to put my trust in Him because of the words of His book. I have meaning and purpose right here, right now, because of the words of His book. I found peace during times of trial because of the words of His book. I have future hope because of the words of His book. My life has been rescued, empowered, and defined by the words of His book. It's changed my life, and I know that it can change yours too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Jeff, would you come? As soon as I saw Jeff here today, I thought, I want this guy to pray for us. Jeff, thank you for your service to Pulse Ministries and being a part of our greater network here. I'm glad you're in Fargo today.
Yeah.
And I just love for you to pray for us. This is our last Power Lunch of the year. We'll regather for Power Lunch in September, Global Leadership Summit in August. Pray us out.
Yeah, yep. What a great time together, hasn't it been? Wow. Father, we thank you for Andy. Thank you for his wife. Thank you for his mom. And we're just so grateful for this time to be encouraged as it relates to your word. Thank you, God, for This portion of scripture, just to share in 2 Timothy 3:16, that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So God, we thank you that you have given us a roadmap for living. And challenged here today, if we're not, I know I've been challenged personally, God, to take it more seriously and to be more regular and to be led to by this great book that you provide for us. So thank you for each one here and the privilege that you give us to come under the hearing of your word here today. And guide us, I pray, too, this summer and the challenges, the opportunities that we have, that though there may be many, that your Holy Spirit will continue to guide us, and may we dig in deeper into your word, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Friends, go in the blessing of the Lord.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Power Lunch. While hosted by Bethel Church, the Power Lunch is sponsored by Area Professionals. We'd love to have you join us. Learn more about our next upcoming Power Lunch at bethelfc.com/powerlunch.
FM Power Lunch. Learn about your faith in the workplace at FM Power Lunch.